En de tweede keer.
Graag mee zijn. Right, finishing allocation, hope to say, oh, it's complicated this program, I tell you. Let's make a quick little resume. What? Why is it complicated? I don't know why. Why is it complicated? Good question. Right. So we've got just a few more scenarios, and then we finish this in the very interesting. So the shadow left from last time was, yeah, very interesting question. And that is that someone has coffee, Coke, whatever it is, and he decides to have a glass of wine. So he's made shahaka and his coffee and his Coke.
When? Midweek?
Yeah, let's say midweek. Make it nice and simple. And he's made his shahaka and his coffee and his Coke. And now he decides to have a glass of wine. Nice glass of wine.
The coffin.
He's waiting for that coffin. So far, so good.
Yeah.
The question is now, when he makes al-hagefen, does it help also for the coffee and Coke that you have before by Brevo Sechidish, really?
So if you made the coffin before the brochas of Shehagel, then that would.
Yeah, so that's clear. Quite right. That's amazing. Quite right. I mean, that's clear. We have this unlock of some, he's put crap off in, let's say, whatever it is, and he has either in front of him on the table, or he has in mind to have a coffee and tea and Coke, whatever it is. Then that body crap coffin helps with the coffee and Coke, and that gefen will help for no burn of
coffee.
Yeah? Our question over here, which is a bit funny and nice, is you had your drinks, your shahaka, you had your drinks before your brocha.
No, it doesn't
matter. Before your prayer offering. And now, afterwards, you're having your brocha prayer offering, will Allah Geffen help or not?
I'd say no, because you just said, if I have a Geffen, then I have a Coke, which I did not have in mind when I had the Geffen, would that be your, passing me the brocha of our brocha prayer?
What do you mean
when
the
brocha is
in
that
Geffen? If what? I made a Geffen. If I have no intention of having any of the drinks, then I had a drink, do I have to make, do I have to make sure, where the
brochures? You have to make shakar,
Yeah. Yeah?
Yes.
Would it help, will Allah Geffen help for that as well?
Yeah.
Same shakar.
If I didn't have kavana.
Yeah, so here, in this case, that Sip was talking about actually, that's a similar case, this one actually, that the Maisa, it's very similar to what we're talking about actually.
Yeah, but when he made the shakar, he knew he was going to have wine or not?
No. The simplest case is very similar actually. The simplest case is the person made Bread Crack Offering with no intention of any other drinks, no das, nothing on the shulchan, nothing at all. And then he decides to have some Coke and coffee. So he makes shakar and more of that. But same shayla, does Allah Geffen help in that case? Yeah?
Well, bottom line is that Allah Geffen patters Bread and
put the shakar. But we get one of the drink.
It patters it.
I like this because actually you're both right. This is the beauty of this religion. You can't go wrong. And it looks like the Mishnah Brura's learning is it's only a toffel to it if it was there when you made your boat prep offering.
Or kavana
on it. Then the Allah Geffen will help. If you didn't have that, then I get put out. Many others learn like you're saying, but the Haram learns that Allah Geffen is a Hashim is in the broch itself. And it passes whatever's in
Kavana, no Kavana is
legal. No, I call the broch afterwards, even though you make your boy prep on afterwards, but Allah Geffen is a poshra broch in itself. The Hashim
patters everything.
Patters everything. Now, usually it's a major machlokes this time. It's a shalom to do, because you've really got to see this problem. No, that means in Simran, there are two cases that we spoke about. If someone had a shahaka before the wine, or he had no intention when he went to drop off, and he decided to have a drink afterwards, he's got now a major issue. What does he do? Does he have to make Boran Fosh or not?
Why shouldn't he say Boran Fosh?
The question is whether Alec will come. Quite obviously, very good. It's a big question. The best thing to do in such a case, really, is to have something else.
Another
shahaka, which you went burn the foster on, and that covers you. Other than that, I don't know what you do. I'm talking stuck, I don't know what to say. The Mishnah Brura is much better to continue burning the foster on, but the Meister, many other poskim, say like you're saying, that Allah Geffen is a special prophet, it works for everything, and it covers it. Even though you didn't have dance when you made the program, it had nothing to do with it, but Allah Geffen is kosher, and it covers everything. The Chiddush.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry? So you bring both the sides of him, both sides of the room. In each line before a master or short one, some of this mum synthesis, yeah? So it wasn't on tape when you made prayer for an offering, but Gamma, your dad had it. He had no intention to have a dream. He made prayer for an offering, and now he made Shaggy on the story. Never mind. Will Allah get help? That's one Shaggy. The next one is, you started off with thirsty, you made Shaggy with your coffee and your coke, and immediately you started with a glass of wine. Will it pass out again? That's a huge macro.
And even when you made the chakra, you knew you were going to have wine later, it's easier?
I don't think so. Because the chashim is the one who has the boy blood off and has the top of it. It has to be part of it.
Whatever you do, it's good.
If someone has some food, as you said, or something, and then he decided to have bread.
But that's a bit different because it's got no connection with you. It looks like Alec Geffen is a very special brother, can pat at everything. Because I want to go under with your kingdom before the meal. It's got no connection at all. And Geffen looks like the possible end is a special bracha which includes everything.
Benching is not a special bracha which includes
it's a special bracha, it's got no connection to you, it's got no connection. It's not the food, the kingdom before you mean on top of it. Kam Kampari, here's the shiny that comes on top of it. I must say another interesting shiny, it was also very interesting also. What would you say to a boy that if someone has, for example, he has wine before his bread meal?
Before
a meal of bread.
Excluding.
Yeah? And then he has bread.
Non-chubbs.
Let's say non-chubbs. Someone goes to a restaurant. I never go to these restaurants. Let's say someone goes to a restaurant. I say he starts off with a
cocktail
cup of wine. Now let's say you have in mind for coffee and coke and everything.
He
had in mind for coffee and coke. Oh, it was on tape. That let's make a broth on the coffee and coke.
No.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't need to.
He makes no broth on the coffee and coke. Then he decides, you know what? He has some bread. He washes now for bread. And he makes, because I wasn't, which is a plus of wine. What about his coffee and coke?
Patters it from the wine. If you don't forget the wine, you have to
get it. You've made Alakevin, my friend. The wine patters it when you make Alakevin. There's no Alakevin here.
Part of it.
He patters to make the broth, then patters it to make the thing.
He made
the Alakevin. Okay, the person started with a coffee. And he had in mind for the coffee and coke.
So he had to come on for that.
So he had that. So now he's out of the coffee and coke. Take the size to have some bread. So now you have
to. You're benching patters the coffin.
Yeah.
So therefore, the coffin patters the chakra.
There's no other coffin. Maybe only when you make Alec Geffen does it patter the chakra.
Make it.
Patters it.
Yeah, that's also a question.
You have to say, if you have a drink before the meal, then you have a meal, then you bench. After that, do you have to make a bone of fushes? Yes. Okay. So you're saying, in
this case, over here,
with the wine, does it patter it?
I'm sorry, I listened to
they're also much
different. You must make a Geffen.
Why should you make a Geffen?
I think it patters it.
It's got to be part of a meal.
Bachlokus, again, Bachlokus. This case also Bachlokus.
Oh.
I'm Chris Kitchell, Kuf Ayn Dalet, let's look again. James, Kuf Ayn Dalet, Dalet. Marcus's case. Okay, Shossi Yain Fiasur, someone had a drink before the meal. Yain, kid is stunning iron. The oil of nation, often the other shots of shamash, he had a drink, coffee, coke, whatever it was. And then he decided to have, bread. The das, roi b'achroidim, b'nitz amazim, will not patter it. Who's the most achroidim in the world?
Wow.
Does not help, because you've not made that effort. So but it was 8 o'clock which I'm asking you. You started the Brighton Fortress, you have to make Brighton Fortress first. The Mice, again, it's very complicated, it's not ideal, again, what's your point situation?
You have to make Brighton Fortress first. And if you didn't,
how can you avoid it? You've just bent. How can you avoid it? You benched. Do you remember you had a coat beforehand and wine? How can you
bench really? You've got a problem now, you can't go anything. Probably the best thing to do is probably have a piece of cake or something. Make a hard dog on that. The Brighton Fortress have in mind, that goes on the thing.
When do you have a piece of cake?
After you bench. You said you bench really, yeah?
So after you bench, you have a piece of
cake.
We'll have another drink.
Yeah, anything you want. Okay, we've come to the walls, it ends on the right side. There's another interesting side on the right side. Very interesting side here. What would you say?
No, they had wine, a patty from that as well. They had wine after the meal.
No, no patty from the drinks.
Yeah, that also helped. Of course it could help.
Because it would help me, because I'd cut.
And I get them.
In retro of the drink before.
Oh, you like me.
Because I had Cabana when I drank it. I drank it already. I had wine out afterwards, but I had Cabana. I had the.
You understand? You had Cabana of what you drank before.
Exactly. That's what all my drinks.
Problem cases.
Best thing is.
Well, the last edge case, always. What would you say? Someone makes Boy Rob Gaffron on a cup of wine and he intends to have a cup of coffee. Does he make a shackle of coffee?
No.
No?
Should have met a Gaffron.
Not a Gaffron, they Boy Rob Gaffron. Boy Rob Gaffron, he intends to have a cup of coffee. Now, I don't think I've ever seen these people. There's some very interesting people around who, before they have a coffee or tea, they take a cup, a bit of sugar, and they make shackle of the sugar and drink the coffee. Now, do you have to make shackle of the volume of sugar in that case?
No,
my sister. Sorry. Anyone tell you what you think about that? Again, you may both grab that from your wine. Hang mine for your coffee.
That's
a
drink.
Then you take, before you have your coffee drink, you have a piece of sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar's not bad, though. Sugar's not bad. It's a solid. It's a sugar solid.
Is the sugar not coffee to be drink?
That's the problem.
Is the sugar
part of the coffee? Part of the
coffee because you
want. Who said this? This is the rabbi over here. This rabbi saying the chayyur. That's good. So I always say that the chayyur, the sugar is tofel to the coffee.
Part of the coffee. I want you having the sugar on its own.
It's an interesting case what you say. Let's ask
the
coffee. I know someone does this
actually.
Now, someone does this. Someone has coffee. Not with wine. And before he has his coffee, he takes a piece of sugar and then extra half a bit of sugar for the coffee.
Well, why does he need to shackle?
Sugar, yeah,
before the shackle.
What?
Why does he need to shackle? Before the shackle. Why?
What machine?
Why does he need to shackle on the sugar?
Oh, that's the question. Let's say he's got a coffee there, and he makes a shackle on the sugar. Does that part the coffee?
Yes.
Definitely, because the sugar is a topple to the coffee.
Correct.
So really, that sugar doesn't even need a broth, actually. You put it straight into the sugar, you put it straight into the coffee, into the broth. Yeah. Here, you've got an interesting question over here. You've got the coffee as pot to a broth, because you make Boy Brown coffee. Boy Brown coffee patters your coffee.
Nice.
Now, the sugar is a topple to the coffee. Really, the sugar should not need a shackle,
no, it doesn't need a shackle.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I do. This is a big topic for the Bialoch again. Bialoch over here. Could find Dalit. It's the last one I think. One woman. Could find Dalit. See Adam. What?
Could find Dalit.
It was sugar without it. Here's the machine. Visa. Some Bialoch. I chose the coffee. After steals the iron. Someone has coffee after a drink of wine. Ain't sorry to work on that's possible because the mice is why pass it.
Correct.
But I've had sugar should not be playing with the might of a shear, and also the sugar he puts in his mouth also doesn't need a brother, the harm didn't put that coffee. Yeah? I'm a chaad on the chaser, and this was on the ain't a pointer, this is only works, and in can shot of chiller, but after cat lock up sugar with it. This whole steel tail only works if you put the sugar in your mouth afterwards. You start off with the sugar, you because the Geffen cannot patter a topple which has not had the coffee yet to it. It's a chiddush. He's not happy about it. It's not clear at all. That's the one. And the last one case scenario case over here is.
Let's think first.
Think before you eat. Think before you jump.
Go on, good day. Drinks after group of one. No drinks while on table. Yeah, no dust in them. I said it was really cautious.
So why should there be no drill from the
floor? Yeah, that's the case. That's the posh, we spoke about. That's the posh. Someone had Shaka, we have no... He had... A person who had... a person who had Kirk offered had no das on drinks. It's make Shaka on drinks. Question is, well, I'll get more past that. That's a question which the mice has not resolved. Okay, the last thing about this inn is very interesting also. I just looked at it before I left, which happened to my virus so well. When we say Al HaGeffen in the center, do anyone mix the chill between Al HaGeffen when the pays for makes a strong, not to make a strong?
No.
Go, you say Gaff, no. So I've looked around a few centurions actually here before. But the last thing I've requested, I think I'm going to chance to finish this off. If you look in let's talk about Al HaGeffen first of all, yeah? So this is over here, it's got. If you say, if your payers are from exit, normally the brothers are always from Pierre Coffin, let's say finish off. The Maise puts up the sit over here, if you're having from exit stroll, our payers are actually gone to exit stroll, that means the grapes grew in exit stroll. I mean, if you go to the shop or whatever and you see a bottle of wine made in exit stroll, I mean, because it's got, but that's Hessian made in Italy, I mean, I'm not sure, yeah, the fact that it's got Hessian, but that's. It's talking about that the grapes come from exit stroll. Then, I don't know, not every siddur's got what else is in front of them. The siddur I have over here says that you make the siddur, you say, I'll put gaff no. If you have one, you make it strong.
What does gaff no mean?
It's grapes, it's just you're mashing the grapes. The same thing, really. Why is our period have gaffel? And it's gaff no eats grapes, which is the chur, means mashing, it's strong. Now, I don't know, I don't know anyone does it, I've never looked at a bottle. What? What's you got to say to that time?
Because
when you do say a pig off, no? Did you? Yeah.
It's a very funny
thing. It's a very funny thing.
It's a very funny thing.
It's a very funny thing. It's a very funny thing. It's a very funny thing. It's a very
funny thing. It's a
over here, I've got here. And what did you say there? It's a big afro. I don't know where the grapes are from. Yeah?
Is that class of the
wine? Why not? Would you have to find out where the produce is?
Yeah! Israeli wine is the payers of the Mitzvah. In the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say clearly that you have to say gaff no. It doesn't say it. But we call it because we laughed on my gaff, I still say you should say I'll gaff no from Pesach Tzrom, or a wine from Pesach Tzrom. There should came to our minik, this is the minik. But the end of the minik could be, because you should choose a lot of times, a lot of sons to do this. Chay, Master Beki, Yosu, and quite a few others say as well, that they say, Yachtoim, Lachtoim al gaff no. So it looks like a lot of poskim say this taka that you say it. But it's just, it's funny, it's not born in Shulchan Aruch. This halacha is not actually mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch if we sign off with gaff no. But it looks like this is the minute that one should be doing. So if one is using payers from Eretz Yisrael, someone's got a bottle of wine, perhaps it's all right, a bottle of wine from Eretz Yisrael. So the grapes are from Eretz Yisrael pashas. That's what you have to assume, I suppose.
Yeah, it's good for Shulchan's master's kedin.
Right, that's a good right. It's taking too much of my time to come in. You know it's a matter of straw. In that case, there, you should finish off the blocker. Gaff not. So stop.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.